Raining and Light, Heartbreak. Heartbreak. Heartbreak will leave us emotionally, mentally, and sometimes spiritually scarred. Scarred because as long as we're breathing, we have an opportunity to heal from all injuries and pain. Those that have been self-inflicted and inflicted by others. Heartbreak. Some say the first cut is the deepest and a feeling like no other, characterized by a loss of appetite, sleep disturbances, isolation, and even in a crowd, and maybe even feeling the desire to curl up and fade away. We're keeping it real here. Heartbreak hurts. It's heavy and seemingly unbearable. There may be a thought that we'll never get through or even love again. The heartbreak we're describing here is possibly with that first love. That first love, because it might not be a person, but all the while a loss of what once made us feel whole, alive, and willing to power through all things. That first love is like the gates of heaven opening up, and just for us. All is well. We have a reason to smile and laugh, and then heartbreak comes along and turns a smile to a frown, and our laughter to tears. The only ones who can truly understand are the ones who've been there. Some say that everyone will experience at least one heartbreak in their lifetime. We can move to a few, and because if we haven't already realized, we soon will. Heartbreak is not solely reduced to an intimate partner or relationship. We ourselves can break our very own hearts as well, by giving up, by making the same mistake over and over, by not trying, and by not loving ourselves or giving ourselves grace, by placing ourselves on the back burner, or last, and when there is nothing left to pass around. Heartbreak. The cure is time, and as they say, time will heal all things. And in its own way. Caution here because we don't know how much time will be needed or given to anything or to anyone. Heartbreak is a natural disaster and a phenomenon. Consider all of the books written about it, all of the songs sung about it, all of the movies watched and played and starred in about it, and how drawn we as humans are to the topic. Heartbreak is more than a feeling or emotion. It is a physical pain. That's how deep it is. It can feel like we've been stabbed or cut and left to bleed out. One of the greatest lines written about heartbreak: who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It's like, why does our heart have to be so vital? Why couldn't it be like an appendix, tonsils, a gallbladder, or liver, which can regenerate itself? Heartbreak. We will most definitely get through it if we allow ourselves to. We must rely on safe supports during the process. It is just as big of a deal as open heart surgery. Feel all that we need to feel. Be all about self-care, healthy habits, and hobbies. When we cleanse our bodies externally, do so internally, remembering to breathe in and out. Be okay with knowing that it may feel like an emotional roller coaster, and a lot of the symptoms of grieving may be factors: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and eventually, hopefully, acceptance. On average, some say that at least 3 to 4 months is needed to get over a heartbreak. This may be true for only getting out of bed, leaving home, or feeling some resemblance of our typical self again. The impact of heartbreak can take much longer to work through, and it's okay. There are zero rules when we are struck tragically. These moments are learned as we grow. Following a heartbreak, there's things that linger. There's the residuals or the leftovers, reminiscence, and they can happen at any time and just when we thought we were through. Heartbreak is one of those things we have to face and then let go of. If we haven't already mentioned, there is not a specific rule book that pertains to each individual's heartbreak or how to navigate through any part of our journey. There may be tips of general perspective or advice, but none that's really dedicated to us specifically. Heartbreak, and just like life itself, is learn as you grow. And just like all things, we have to be willing to do just that. We must be willing to grow. Heartbreak can lead to our minds lying to us and telling us that we are not worthy or capable of love, or whatever it is that has caused our hearts to break. Heartbreak, and because of the somatic experience, is said to be an actual syndrome, the broken heart syndrome. This syndrome is supported even in the medical field. Most acknowledge the true pain of a heartbreak. Heartbreak in any form is trauma. It's a shock, and not only an emotional shock, but a mental shock, and sometimes a spiritual one. For a bit, heartbreak can stunt our growth. It's like being frozen in time, being frozen in place. And then when we defrost, we may feel inadequate, and until we allow ourselves to completely accept that having our heart broke is a human tax and a human condition. Heartbreak of any form changes us. We learn to adapt, or we develop maladaptive behaviors because of it. Heartbreak is a stressor, and therefore the stress from it signals the reactive responses throughout our bodies. Back to those physical symptoms. We can feel it in our bones, our muscles, and our joints. We can tighten up and even become nauseous, as some have reported feeling sick to their stomachs. Heartbreak, all about a loss, and even if not physical. Heartbreak can come from a separation, being rejected, losing something, and even losing our cool. It can come from failing. A mistake can cause heartbreak. Heartbreak affects our mind, body, and spirit. It interrupts whatever balance we were attempting to achieve. We don't have the ability to think straight. Our body is weakened and our spirit is broke, but not beyond repair. Heartbreak is the feeling after the letdown of giving your all to someone or to something. In life, and the only way to continue on this long, winding journey, filled with hills and valleys, waves and rocks, thorns and leaves, we must have faith. And even the smallest amount can open windows and doors for us. Through faith, we can be restored. Our broken hearts can be repaired and prepared to give again. Once our hearts have been broken, natural guards come up aiming to keep us from getting hurt again. Remembering we're human, know that it is okay for us to put up blocks to keep from hurting. Know also that at some point we'll have to leave a small space open within us, and specifically our heart, and so that not only light can travel to and from, but so that we can continue to love in spite of the pain, and so that the love that we need and desire will find its way in. Leaving a small space open, even when we've been hurt, and sometimes repeatedly, and sometimes by that something or that same one, is living through our spirit. Living through all things and in all ways, let's be sure to understand and appreciate our value and our worth. Let's hold ourselves in high regard, and so that we continue to put out especially what we want in return. Of all that is intentional, let's watch for the messages and signs. And for all that is accidental or coincidental, let's learn from it. And because heartbreak takes from us, and it gives to us, we can never put ourselves back together as we were before. Maybe we'll just have to consider that we'll never be the same again and be okay with the new us and be okay with moving past the regret, if there is any, and only accept that we are truly alive and can feel deeply. Time will heal the wounds and our own self-love will seal them. We'll remember to breathe intentionally through it all. We'll remember to come up for air when it feels as though we have none. Heartbreak, the only thing we can do with it is hope that we can grow through it and somehow love without fear of losing it. Heartbreak, if it's broke, time to fix it. Piece by piece, using the stronghold and everlasting glue of raining and light.